This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Now we continue from last time. I think last time we ended with the introduction of this temple in Nara. It's a Todai, it's called the Great East Temple with the Great Buddha inside. This is still in the Nara period. We say this is showing the kind of high level of the production of the bronze. There's a Buddhist statue there, and with a huge bronze the Buddha image there. And also, this is the bottom part of the throne. We can see that also have a depiction of the Western paradise, showing the people that time that believe the afterlife, because Western paradise in the Buddhist universe is the place for the afterlife. So you can see this here depicted the major Buddha of the Amida Buddha in the center and accompanied by Bodhisattvas. And the bottom part is showing the different kind of status of the people, the devotees and believers. They are in the gradually can eventually going to the Western paradise. And also we see beside the Buddha and the Buddha image in during the Nara period, we see the other kind of image added into the Buddhist setting, like this kind of the so-called heavenly king. You have the four heavenly king. Japanese called Shiteno, it means the four heavenly king. So this is the four, they are guided different directions, four directions of the Buddhist universe, north, south, east, west. And also each heavenly kings in their hands usually have different kind of attributes. This attributes is symbolize their power and wisdom. So it uses this to defeat all the evils. You can see in usually they have the feet stepped on these kind of evils, showing their victory on these kind of the evils. But we see here this kind of heavenly king, although it's a concept developed in India and adopted in China. But we see the Nara period, Japanese art is strongly influenced by Chinese art. So these heavenly kings, no matter the armors, their decorated ornaments on the body, even the attributes in the hands, directly adopted from a Chinese secret world. These kind of armors are just the Tang Dynasty, Chinese Tang Dynasty at the time during the Nara period in Japan. And with this exactly same, this kind of armors we can see here. So these, although they are the imaginary heavenly beings, but they adopt the secular worlds, kind of the scenes for the depiction of this kind of heavenly king's images here. But we say the Todaiji, this the East Great Temples we see here on the site also have another very interesting building. Actually, this building is a storage house, imperial storage house. Is the emperor actually commissioned on this huge Buddhist statues? His and the belongings, the many of the his belongings, actually the gifts given by the emperor, the imperial families, or some from Korea. So this building is built especially to store this kind of imperial collections there. But the building showing here, showing here is interesting. We see the wooden structure building for this one is combined both the Chinese tradition with the tile roof on the top, but the bottom parts you can see you capture the early Japanese granary structure building with the wooden post support the building, and you can see here support the building actually does leave the space between the ground and also the floor, so keep the things inside. We say this kind of granary structure building originally used for storing rice, but later they used for all the kind of storage purpose and also for the residential buildings. So this building can see the bottom parts actually adopt the Japanese structures, but the top parts use the tile roof because the tile roof is much, can keep a long time compared to the kind of the reeds and the bars covered on the top, like Japanese building usually used to. So this building is typically showing on this kind of combination of the two things, two styles. And also the wall of the building is also very unique. Later, this kind of the style of the wall directly used in all the kind of imperial storage house. It's with the triangle shape of the wooden board on the side, but the inside actually is smooth, but the outside is the triangle shape. And also use the very unique kind of wooden joints and without to use kind of the nails directly combined. This kind of, we can see the technique used for the Chinese style Buddhist temple, but also the Japanese style of the grand structure building, no matter for the storage building or for the residential house. In the bottom part, you can see quite amazing, these kind of wooden posts to support the building actually directly sit on this stone drum. In the bottom part, you can see the stone drum parts. It's here, you can see here, these kind of place, kind of shown, yeah, and here you can see. Just sit on these kind of stone drums. Actually, they're floating. We know that Japan has lots of the earthquake, right? So many years. But for so more than 1,000 years, you can see this structure is still very well. This building is original, never rebuilt. So just amazing kind of structure made. So even have the earthquake, they're just shaking, but they never really collapse. So this is a quite unique kind of the wooden structure building we can see developing in Japan, showing their kind of the technique, skill and the techniques. Then we move on to today we'll move on to another very important period called the Heian period. Heian period followed the Nara period. By the end of Nara period, this emperor actually find the kind of the threatened from this kind of Buddhist sections, because the Buddhist schools become the more and more powerful, started to threaten the kind of political power of the emperor and the court. So the emperor decided to move the capital from the Nara to the other place. So first they moved the capital actually to the middle, in the center of the Nagoya. After they moved to Nagoya, for a few years, several kind of serious fire caused, burned down this newly built palace. So they think this place is not kind of auspicious place. So they decide to move again and back to the celebrated north of the Nara, now is Kyoto. This is that time, the Kyoto, they called it the Heian-kyo, in Japanese means peaceful capital. Heian is the peaceful, because after the fires, after all the chaos, they trying to find a place, the peaceful place. So they built this new capital in the now the Kyoto, this area called the Heian-kyo. So that's why this time period, historical period called the Heian period, is based on the new on the location of the new capital at the time. The Heian period you can see here is quite long, by the end of the 8th century to the almost the end of the 12th century. It's more than 300 years you can see here. So this Heian period, we see the loss of the new development there. If we say that before, started from about the 6th century to the end of the 8th century this time, we say that so far we talk almost all about the Buddhism, Buddhist art, the Chinese influence, all these kinds of things. The Japanese art developed since strongly under the impact of the Chinese culture and Chinese art. But it started from the Heian period, we see the awareness of the Japanese, their own this native culture and the native tradition from the early time appeared during that time. And also after they find the place, finally is relatively peaceful, the capital, we see this kind of court, kind of very refined court art start to build up, developed during that time. So we see many kind of new things developed during that time. But on the other hand, we say this under the strong Chinese impact, and Buddhist art and Buddhism still continue developed. So we see kind of the two kind of things parallel developed in the Heian period. And the compared to early time is a new kind of the art and culture directly linked to Japanese, their own kind of native culture, and also parallel with the Buddhism, Buddhist art influenced by China, developed at the same time in Japan at that time. So first we started to see, if we say this, we're just showing the storage house, the show showing, we see this combination of the Japanese structure building and also Chinese kind of roof. We see that now the Buddhist temple is also, like this one, is one of the Buddhist temple called Muroji. This temple you can see here is also a combination of the Japanese style and the Chinese style building here. The building basic structure still follow the early Nara period, the Chinese kind of the structure here, but to the top of the roof now you can see, now here you can see the roof actually just the one piece, one layer of the metals here. But originally actually the covered with the reeds and bars follow the Japanese style. It's not the tile roof. But and nowadays, because the, we have to change this roof every maybe 10 years, it's too much trouble. So they just put the layer of the metal roof on the top to protect here. But originally is the Japanese style of the roof. Even the bottom part of this building can uniquely build on the side of the mountain here. So the actually the entire buildings use the Japanese granite structure supported by the wooden post here. Although in the bottom part you can see the back, the bottom part with the stone platform, but still it's a shorter kind of the size of the wooden post supports. It's not like the Chinese structure building completely sit on the stone platform we see in the early the Nara period or the early Asuka period, these kind of Buddhist temples. Although the structure that supported the roof, actually they also still use kind of so-called the bracket system adopted from China. So we can see that both kind of the Chinese and the Japanese kind of the influence on the Buddhist temples also appeared in the Heian period. And also another things that we see in the Buddhist art also changed is, if we see the early, from the Asuka to Nara period, and most of the Buddhist statues actually made with the bronze, made of bronze. So this is the technique that they learned from China and Korea, then they started to make all the Buddhist images basically in bronze. But start from Heian period, they start switch to the local materials. What's the local material is wood. And the trees, because Japan is so many mountains and so many huge trees. So they start to use the wood to make the Buddhist statues. The first group, the wooden kind of statues for the Buddha image, they are all the vertical standing postures you can see here in a vertical format, because they're directly carved from a single block of the wood, this trunk of the trees here. So you can see this is the one that's very typical in the Japanese called this kind of the way to use a single block of the wood to make the wooden this Buddhist sculpture. They call it the Ichiboku Zukuri. It means the made of single block of the wood. So this is a new kind of technique we can see, and they use the material, local material, to make them can find the more kind of resource for these kind of Buddhist images here. This Buddhist image is also is called Yakushi in Japanese. It means medicine Buddha. And during that time, we also see the more and more different kind of Buddhist schools developed during that time. Beside this, the early kind of the called this Mahayana and Hinayana Buddhism, we also started to see the Tantrayana Buddhism also became very important into Japan through the China. One of the very important Buddhist the schools introduced into Japan during the Heian period is called the Shingon School. The Shingon School, the Shingon School actually came from the esoteric Buddhism. This is the third major tradition from developed in India. That this is called esoteric Buddhism, also in Sanskrit called the Tantrayana Buddhism. Tantrayana Buddhism here. Tantrayana Buddhism is the Buddhism different from the early two major Buddhist schools, Mahayana and Hinayana. In Tantrayana Buddhism, they believe the people, you can receive the kind of the enlightenment in a many different way, not only based on the kind of meditation or the reciting the Buddhist sutra, but they also use many kind of the different kind of the ceremonial kind of the way, including this, the dancing and performance, even the sexual encounter, all kinds of things can get enlightenment. Like now, possibly we, the most famous for the Buddhist school belong to the Tantrayana Buddhism is the Tibetan Buddhism. The Tibetan Buddhism is typical kind of the one of the major branch from the Tantrayana Buddhism. So this Shingon school is one of the early kind of the school developed from the Tantric Buddhism that started in China in about the beginning of the 9th century in 804. The couple of the Buddhist monks in Japan, they went to China to study the different school, the Buddhism, because they find at that time so many different kind of Buddhist schools, Buddhist kind of the doctrine that developed in the in China. So the one the Buddhist monk name is Kukai, and he went with another the Buddhist monk in 804 to China. They stayed in China for about a year and back to the Japan in 805. They studied many different kind of Buddhist school, but each one actually picked the one at school after they back to preaching this kind of doctrine in Japan. He the Kukai first studied many different kind of the, since then later he believed the Shingon school as a really the school he wanted to kind of promote in Japan. But at the beginning, after he back to Japan, he didn't get a lot of followers and also didn't get a support directly from the emperor. So, but he the keep kind of preaching the Buddhist school and start to develop a very unique kind of the way to kind of this the preaching this Buddhist school, and eventually he gets the recognition from the emperor, and the emperor actually grants the piece of land in the capital in this Heiankyo. It's now just located in the just only 15 minutes possibly walk from Kyoto Station. On the east, the built the temple called the Great East Temple. This East Temple here, this also have another very long name for this temple. But anyway, it's an easy way. It's usually called this East Temple. You can see this is a very large Buddhist complex. The complex with the major buildings in the front on the left. You can see this is the Golden Hall, the Worshiping Hall. In the back, actually there. Is a lecture hall, and also we have the pagodas here. This is basic kind of the buildings we always find in the Buddha. But in between the Golden Hall and also the lecture hall have another building with the white wall you can see here. This building is very unique, directly the link to the Shingon school is called the Mandara Hall, the Mandara Hall. Mandara is the term used to describe the Buddhist universe. So the, in this building, actually they use the sculpture to make the three-dimensional mandara. Before that, we see that the painted mandara image on the top of this canopy in the holy on top of the Buddha statue there. But this one actually they made the sculptures to make the three-dimensional mandara actually inside this. So they built, especially built this building for this the mandara, so-called the Mandara Hall. And we see the size of the no matter the pagodas and also the buildings, the Golden Hall, the other buildings, actually much larger than the early Nara period. And this the no matter which buildings, are much larger, and the towers also much taller. But the most unique things for this school, we say this Kukai used the unique kind of the approach to preaching the Buddhist doctrine. Is use the mandara here. This is the two mandara. This is the two mandara. Japanese called the Ryokai mandara. It means the two realm mandara. The mandara is a pair of the painting here, because the Buddhist sutra, Buddhist text, that time all written in the Chinese characters, because the Chinese translated Sanskrit Buddhist text into Chinese. So the when the Buddhism actually the preaching in China or in Korea. And also in Japan, all use the Chinese text, the text the Buddhist for the Buddhist teaching. But you know, I think possibly many of you know Chinese is a very difficult language because you need so many characters then you can read. For at least have the 4,000 characters, then you can read a newspaper, read a novel. So it's not very easy for the people actually to receive this kind of. Very systematic education, especially for the large number of people living in the countryside. So what the Kukai doing is he actually used the two paintings here, the two mandara paintings here. He this painting you can see in a very complicated, many Buddhist images and Bodhisattva's image and other kind of the objects you can see as the decoration on the site and in between these images. every single image have the specific meaning here. So this, the start from this time, we see the Buddhist monk played a more and more important role, because these kind of the meaning of this image in the painting have to rely on the interpretation and explanation by this kind of Buddhist monk. So Kukan used this to give the each kind of the objects in this painting have the specific meaning here. So the people, you don't have to read the text, use the kind of the Chinese the language, but you can just memorize what the Buddhist monks say about the meaning of the each kind of the painted image here. So to follow this the Buddhist monk's instruction, you can understand the Buddhist kind of the doctrine here. So this way, actually, give the more and more people in Japan can reach the Shingon school Buddhism. That's why he quickly got the kind of followers, lots of the followers. That's why eventually the emperor granted this important kind of the land, gave to him, and make the Shingon school become the one of the most important kind of the Buddhist school in Japan at the time. This is, you can see on the right, you can see in the Shingon school Buddhist temple, beside the major Buddhist image in the back, on the two sides, face to face, have these two paintings there. So people going to the temple in this, usually the Golden Hall, you go there, you can follow the instruction of the Buddhist monk. They explain all the meanings in these two paintings there. So these two paintings actually is one is called the Kongokai or the diamond wood, the mandala. You can see the mandala diamond wood. So the two words, this one is the diamond wood or the called Kongokai. And you can see that divided to the nine square parts in the each the parts, main Buddha, the main Buddha's image on the top in the, on the top in the center, you can see. And also the Buddha in the Shingon school Buddhism, actually they on the showing on the Buddha, they introduced the new concept of Buddha in the Shakyamuni Buddha, we know the main Buddha in the Buddhism. But the Shakyamuni Buddha actually represented by the five Buddha. This five Buddha called the Jina Buddha, the five Buddha. And in the center, in the five Buddhas, in the center is a great Buddha, Japanese on the Sanskrit called the Vairochana Buddha. This is Japanese called the Birushana Buddha. So this in the center, this one is actually, this is a great Buddha or the Vairochana Buddha. In Sanskrit, or the Birushana Buddha, you can see here, maybe the much, and also accompanied by the four Buddha image in the four directions here. This is the into the four on the Buddha's image, and also have the other kind of the attributes actually on this the associated kind of Buddha's image painted on the site. So you can see the order on this nine squares here, basically they reflect this five Jina Buddha, this concept. Oh, this is too complicated. I spent lots of time to explain this. I think to make it simple, the Buddhist iconography, especially in the Tang Chuan Buddhism, became very, very complicated. And also against the early kind of the basic kind of iconography, we say the Buddha is only very simple kind of the Ushnisha, the hairstyles, and also the without any decoration on the body with a very simple robe. But to the Tang Chuan Buddhism, we find everything is changed. You can see now the Buddha have the headdress on the top, necklace on the body. So you can see here lots of the different things. And also sometimes Buddhas also have multiple arms and multiple heads. So it's a total Buddhist iconography that totally changed during the Tang Chuan Buddhism. If you're familiar with the Tibetan Buddhism, possibly you know that all the Buddha and Buddhist suffering image in a different way. But the painting style, you can see here, it's still basically follow the Chinese kind of the early the style of the Chinese Tang Dynasty start to appear in Japan in the Nara period with a very kind of the firm, even lines. You can see the beautiful kind of lines outlined all the image. And also the Buddha's image also follow the Chinese Tang style with round chubby face, three wrinkles on the neck, all these kind of things we can see associated with early Chinese shown here. And this is the painting is also the mandala called the Taido Gai mandala, also the womb world mandala. In this case, you can see in the center, the still is the five Jina Buddhas accompanied by the four kind of the bodhisattvas on the side. You can see here. This is the four images, actually the five images. They are the newly added into the Buddhist universe, especially in Japan. Just like in Chinese, the Buddhist the setting, they added the Buddhist monk image. But in the here, they added a new kind of the Japanese called the myo image. This is also the kind of they call it the myo. This kind of the myo represented the power and wisdom of the Buddha, and they are not originally not in the Buddhist universe. Only in Japan they added this image there, but they became the very popular kind of the Buddhist image later, even separate worshipped by the people in these for these murals, especially the one of the center mural that followed the five jina Buddha also have the five mural image in the center. Have the major mural is called the Fudo mural. You can now into Japan in the many kind of the small shrines that to especially dedicated to this mural people the even in the major city like Tokyo and Kyoto, you also can find it on the street. Even the major street, you have this small shrines to worship this mural image. Anyway, we say this complex the basic structure to follow the early kind of with the for early construction with a very tall kind of the much larger size the pagodas here. This pagoda actually the really on the five story. If we see the early the Buddhist temple like in Holyoji, actually this five so called five story. Pagoda they only have three stories. Second and the fourth they are fake, but here on this one is really five story. So you can originally you can climb to each story. Have the railings here. Of course now they close the not let people there, but still follow the early Chinese tradition. The building on the stone platform with tile roof, and this is the main building. The golden hall inside. They have the Buddha image. But if we move on to this one, actually, that we say the very unique is the mandala hall. The mandala hall we can see there, and they use the sculpture inside to represent the entire Buddhist universe. In the center, they also have the five Jina Buddhas image in the center, the major kind of the statue. But on the side, you can see this one have the red kind of flaming the fires. You can see here. This is the major the Myo image here. This is the Fudo Myo here. He also accompanied by the four kind of the minor Myo image on the side. But also you can see on the left, this is the person with the weapons in the hand. This is the heavenly kings. So the full scale of the Buddhist universe actually represented here with a three-dimensional sculpture there. So represented the so-called mandala. We say the mandala is a term for the Buddhist universe. So shown here. You can see the three-dimensional. This is the major mural image. This is the Fudo mural. You can see Fudo mural usually with the kind of all the mural image with kind of fierce kind of the facial expressions here, and also the with the different kind of attributes in the hands, same as the many Buddha and the Bodhisattvas. And we see also the different kind of this mural image. We see that later became very popular, and in the showing the many different kind of forms, including 2D paintings. And the 3D sculptures, and also became the part of the Buddhist art in Japan. But we say that in the Heian period, one of the most important development in the Heian period is Japanese their own kind of the culture and associated with Japanese own tradition and also the local kind of the aesthetics. And especially the one kind of form of the kind of art developed in during that time. Is a painting, that's different from the early kind of painting associated with the Buddhism. They usually follow the Chinese tradition. The Japanese, their own painting at the beginning start with this kind of landscape painting, because the Japanese start to an awareness of their own kind of the beauty first as from their own local landscape, local scenes. So this kind of landscape painting come out to become the very important during the Heian period. Is this kind of the painting the associated with Japanese their own culture and own tradition and own scenes, usually called the Yamatoe on the top. This Yamatoe is the one the local the name of the local place, actually not too far from the Kyoto, also located in this west Honshu period. the area. So the usually called the Yamato area, referred to, this term is very vague and also widely used in the many different sense. But generally, we can say that anything related to the Japanese own kind of subject, and even on the certain kind of style later associated with this kind of painting, they call it Yamato. In contrast to the another term, is called the Kalae in the bottom. In the middle, you can see the Kalae. Kalae is the character, actually, the, can see the two kind of the Japanese character bottom. The Kalae actually refers to the Chinese Tang Dynasty, the Tang. And this character can pronounce the two way. In Japanese, either called the To, is directed, referred to the Tang Dynasty, Tang. And O can pronounce the Kala here. So the this Kala here used the term to the contrast to the Yamato. It means this Kala is associated with Chinese tradition, and the Yamato associated with Japanese tradition here. So start from Heian period, we see this two kind of the type of the painting and the parallel developed in Japan. So this kind of landscape painting we can see here, if we say the in the early in the Shosoin, this the imperial collection, the storage house we just introduced early, have the collection of the many gifts given by this Chinese emperors to the Japanese emperor, including this music instrument in Japanese called the biwa, and the Chinese called the pipa. And actually, the original this biwa is came from Central Asia in the Tang China, became very popular music in the court. So the many kind of the, these kind of the music instruments made during the Chinese Tang Dynasty also gave as a gift to give to the Japanese emperor. On the biwa, you can see have the also decorated with the painting here. This is the biwa is now the collecting in the Shosoin in Japan. With the painting actually painted by the Tang Chinese artist, the landscape painting you can show you here. Chinese landscape painting in the Tang Dynasty still painted mainly in the northern China. It's kind of very tall, rocky mountains you can see on the site. But the Japanese, the mountain usually is kind of the, not very tall, and also the kind of soft surfaces, rolling mountains covered with all the trees. So you can see the here on the left, actually, in their Japanese painting, landscapes usually reflected the local kind of scenes here. The way it's all covered with the green, it relatively low kind of rolling mountains here, very beautifully kind of depicted this kind of landscape at the time. But another very important kind of the type of the painting, actually very unique this painting and developed during this Heian period, is the painting in the scroll format. In the Japanese, it's called the emaki painting. The A, it means the painting, maki is the scroll. So the emaki, it means the scroll painting. Basically took the format as this, like the horizontal scroll painting in China. We say this format itself really not initiated in Japan, but we say the level of the painting on this format possibly reached its peak in 12th century Japan. Japanese, this emaki painting, actually, they're very uniquely represented by different kind of styles here. Of the two major style, one style actually represented by this one. This one is the illustration for the one, it's a famous novel written by the Japanese female writer called Murasaki Shikibu. She was kind of the court, belonged to part of the court. So she's really familiar with the court life. So in the novel called The Tale of the Genji, this is a very famous novel, also one of the earliest novel we can find in Japan. The beautifully written, it's a very kind of the, it's all about the love story. The main character is the one kind of the core member is Genji, and his kind of the love affair with many kind of people in the court. it's a very beautifully written. We do have an English translation in our guide library. If you're interested, you can read. but anyway, this is, because the novel is so famous, then artist made his illustration for that. So this painting, actually, you can see here, is because this kind of painting is directly associated with Japanese own things, so we consider the part of the Yamato-e or the Japanese painting. So this painting, first you can see here, they use a very kind of the unique kind of so-called bird's eye perspective, because the, this novel is about the love story, mainly it's got scenes happened inside the interior scene, inside the building. But very uniquely, they took the roof off. You can see directly use the bird's eye perspective to depict the interior scenes showing here. So this is the very unique kind of perspective can use that here. And also the technique to take the roof off, Japanese called the fukinuki yadai, it means take the roof off. This kind of technique used here to depict these kind of the interior scenes also became quite the amazing we see at the time. Another thing is the painting skill to use here. This the Japanese called the tsukurie. It means the build up. What it means the build up painting is this you can see this the very colorful kind of the works here, although the damage is quite severely also. So you can see, but still you can see the lots of the different kind of color applied there. So this is the use the way also this painting and they use the incline to outline all the image first, then added a multiple layer of the opaque colors there. So they make this a very colorful after one layer, possibly they outline again, they add another layers. So this is the build up multiple layers of the color on the top is called the tsukurien. This is kind of the painting technique. Actually, we didn't find in China either. So it's very uniquely developed in Japan in the 12th century shown here. And for the painting, you also see the for the, all the images also quite interesting here. They depict the many kind of figuring images in the composition you can see here. But the order on the figuring images actually without any facial expression, and the facial features also very simple. They call it the kikime hakinaba. It means the, all the eyes just no matter male and the female, just like a one dash, the two dash for the eyes, and a small hook you can see for the depiction of the nose. And a very small mouse. So this this all the image, no matter male or female images, all without any kind of the facial expressions here. You also cannot even see much about the body language because these core ladies all wear the very heavy multiple layers of the garment here. You can see here this heavy the garment covered their body. You didn't see much kind of the body language and hand gesture or the body language here. So the this we can see here, all the bodies basically became kind of the triangle shape, only the head on the top of the bottom parts are covered with it, no matter male or female image is the same. So because of this, the placement of this image in the composition became very, very important. This also later, and see the Japanese artworks, this placement became the very important in their painting. It means where you place these images in the composition, accompanied with the scenes, the basic setting for the composition. Like here, we can see the multiple kind of the screens, the screens you can see, movable screens, all the kind of the screens, kind of the sliding doors. These Japanese use kind of sliding doors and movable screens to divide the interior space here. So there are the interior space actually quite flexible because between the two columns, you can use the sliding doors to make divide the space, and also you can move the slide or expand the space here. So you can see here, even in the court, you can see the use lots of kind of sliding doors. And because of this, also use a very strong kind of the diagonal lines here. We say the use kind of a bird's eye perspective and let the Japanese artist can depict the interior scenes, more scenes included in this composition by using this diagonal lines, because the diagonal lines establish the kind of sense of depth of space in the composition. So you can place the more kind of image in the compositions here. So these kind of very uniquely used kind of diagonal lines to extend the space in this 2D form, and also with the placement of the figuring images actually became the very important at that time. Also the kind of the technique used here. And some scholar also suggested these kind of diagonal lines also associated with the scene described in the novel. They find the more kind of intense kind of the moment in the novel and with the illustration here, that the much high kind of the angle of the diagonal lines used in the composition. So this is also kind of the way you can see that this is kind of heavy kind of the diagonal lines actually bring this kind of the tension with the viewer into this kind of the artworks. And also we find the bottom parts, this painting, later I brought some reproduction here later during the break, I can show you can see. They accompany with the text, because this is the novel. So this basically is the illustration for the chapter, then have an illustration there, then followed by text and that. So the text you can see here is also very unique in the Heian period compared to the early Japanese. We say the early Japanese writing, the written form actually followed, used the Chinese characters. But the stuff from Heian period, they developed their own written language, is called a kana, So you can see the painting associated with Japanese, their own kind of culture, is a so-called Yamato painting, and the different from the painting associated with the Buddhism. The associated with Buddhism usually still use the Chinese character for this painting or for the text. But here you can see they use the kana here. The kana also have the written form, the kana, usually called hiragana. And also much later, they developed the katakana, especially for the import the kind of the terms here. But at the beginning, the kana, as you also can see, sometimes also mixed with the Chinese kanji. Chinese character, the Japanese called the kanji, and it means the words from Han China, Han Dynasty China. So this, you can see the writing in the early parts is with kind of hiragana, the writing, and also mixed with a certain kind of kanji. Even in the modern days, the Japanese are still including about the officially have the 1,800 kanji still in the Japanese, but now the less are used in their daily life. But still, you can see that if you go to Japan, all the state, the translation, all the hints, there's still many kind of the kanji characters used there. But for the writing, they're usually the kana, this is for writing. This is the painting you can see here, is the composition you can see sometimes quite chaotic. This is the moment, actually, is a chaotic moment, because they find the major character, the Genji, actually make the one quality pregnant, also have the little child, and the born. So this is actually the one, the Buddhist monk, you can see here, actually the Genji's this friend, and Genji in the bottom, and the woman and the light on the side. And also you can see with all the curtains and also the screens, the divided space, and very kind of in the chaotic way, the showing this very the tense kind of the moment psychologically. I can see this artist very well use kind of the placement to put the figure image in different parts, accompanied with all these kind of the other kind of the curtains and the screens there, I can see. But this we say the not with the kind of the body language or the gestures or the facial expression, still don't have the much facial expression. Also the body parts are basically covered with the large clothes here. You can see this is the detailed depictions here. In this painting, we say that mainly they are the figuring images, the figure painting, but a few kind of landscape elements is also shown here, like here. This is showing the outside of the palace building. You can see some kind of depiction of the flowers and the grass here, and this is showing a certain kind of landscape. We can see the associated with this kind of the figuring image appear in this painting. If we see this Emaki painting, this is the tale of Genji represented one type of the Emaki painting. It used a very unique kind of the painting techniques here. But this is another scroll painting, actually also that survived from 12th century. Actually only have four scrolls survived from 12th century Japan and the end of in the Heian period. So this is the second one, also another very important, called Shigisa Engi Emaki, this original of the temple of the mountain Shigi. This is another long, very, very long hand scroll painting. I'll also bring the reproduction here, you can see later. I also have the three volumes, the three scroll paintings. It's about this monk, when very young, he left his house to seek for the truth, then later he became a monk, and also started preaching the Buddhist doctrine, and later became very popular, so he built the temple in the mountain. But it's the temple usually in the early time, they all built inside the mountain. So the supply for the temples actually relied on the local the people. So for a long time, the one of the landlord in the local village actually always supplied the food and other things to him. But the later, the landlord decided to stop the, stop his kind of the generous gesture. So the temple actually sent the one of the golden ball. Of course, this is the legend. Sent the golden ball on the fly to the village, and you can see here. Underneath the storage house, this is the typical storage house. You can see here the landlords. So golden storage house actually lifted the storage house, fly the storage house to the mountain. So this, of course, this is just a legend story, but the Buddhist monk, they believe, is a historical person. But anyway, you can see this painting, if we compare it to the Tale of Genji painting, this painting without any color, almost no color, and only have a few places to use a very light kind of transparent color, not like the Tale of Genji used the so-called the beautiful technique, also the pigment actually. Japanese on the painting use the pigment is kind of the mineral or the plant-based kind of the colors, also the mixed with the water and also glues here. But here we can see the basically the monochrome kind of the paintings there. But also we can find so detail you can find here. Is a figure image compared to the Tale of Genji have the strong kind of the facial expression and the exaggerated body language you see here. There's a strong contrast to the Tale of Genji without any kind of facial expression or the body language here. Here you can see this the figure image always kind of the kind of dramatic kind of body language, almost like make them like the caricature type of the image I'm showing here. And this this is a scene you can see this landlord actually saw this the golden ball already lifted the storage house the flying into the mountain. This is the moment you can see that all the people staying in the bank of river just saw this miraculous things happened at the time. So this is we see here we will see this. Quite a different from the Tale of Genji painting in many ways. We see the first the subject is different. If it was the Tale of Genji, it's very kind of the intimate, personal, and because possibly the novel written by the female the writers, so the very subtle kind of the psychological kind of the expression actually in the novel and represented in the painting. That's why this kind of the body language, the all hide inside the garment. But here we can see the figure is fully expressed their kind of the emotions there at the moment. So, you know, dramatic kind of body language here. And also this painting is only used on basically the monochrome and a very a few parts with the kind of transparent kind of light colors here. But both painting use the birds, the eyes perspective, although this is the exterior scenes, it's not like the interior scene, but I still use the bird's eye perspective. We can see the bird's eye perspective used for this kind of hand score painting. The reason is it can include more scenes into this composition here. So here we can see this is the other parts because it's a long hand score painting. We see the other the parts are just quickly showing. this painting also because it has three volumes, and the one volume is sister, after he left the family for a long time, the sister decided to represent the family to find their brother. So the sister traveled into the from the east part of the Honshu to the west part of the Honshu. On the way, the painting and depicted many kind of scenery place. I think the artist they used this story to actually depict all the different famous scenery place in the painting. So this painting have the many kind of the landscape elements here to show in here. So and the also in the painting, I didn't have a chance to show. Yeah, in the painting even have the one scene that depicted this great Buddha in the Great East Temple in Nara here. But anyway, use this kind of the occasion actually showing the all the different kind of the landscapes in especially on the top you can see when this is the depicted in the west parts of the Honshu Japan they are very proud of the maple tree. We know in the fall season Japanese, the maple tree, really beautiful, covered the mountain in all the different kind, yellow, orange, reddish, the leaves. Actually, here you can see that always part of the maple the kind of the scenes in the western Honshu, Japan. So they all the kind of trees you can see with the red leaves there. So we see this kind of the two kind of the painting actually represent the two kind of the style, two kind of subject in Japanese kind of the hand scroll painting. They called this kind of the painting actually more kind of intimate and personal. This kind of painting they call it the onai, it means the female painting, and also called it the other painting associated with the Shigeta and Engiyamaki. This painting is usually depicted the kind of the more kind of historical, religious, and also the political. These kind of the subjects usually they call the otokoe, it means male painting. So this kind of the two painting you can see, two subjects of painting actually developed there also represent the two kind of different kind of style. And we also see another scroll painting, actually quite interesting. This is also another one of the four scroll paintings survived. This painting has depicted many strange kind of the images here. They are the animals and also the figuring images and other scenes. So this is called Chojo Jinbutsu-giga, actually the all the caricature image of the animals and the peoples here. These the animals actually they are personified animals. They looks like you can see the have the with the hat, the monkeys with the hat. It's possibly represent these kind of the nobles at the time. This is actually because this painting without any text associated with. So also we don't know who painted the painting. So far the all the interpretation the based on people understanding that time to give the interpretation. They believe that during the Heian period, because the many Buddhist schools also later become the very strong, actually they started trying to share the power with the court. So the fight with this kind of the many kind of social elite, also nobles. So this kind of conflict is also reflected in this painting possibly. And you can see the frog holding this lotus on the leaves here, and looks like the canopy on the top of this nobles here. And here are all the strange images shown here. You can see this rabbits almost like these kind of the military persons. They are doing all the different things there. And here also the more kind of you can see here. Although because we don't have the text associated, we cannot really explain the each kind of image in the painting. But the general feeling is gave you kind of quite a chaotic kind of social scenes actually reflected in the painting. And here you can see these are the rabbits almost possibly like these kind of military people, the open bow to shooting the arrows here, and also the these frogs hold these arrows for this kind of the soldiers here. Also, yeah, all the different kind you can see here. This part is the more interesting. We can see this frog actually sit with this the cross leg posture like the Buddha. The behind have the lotus leaves. It looks like the halo behind this, and also the monk. You can see the in front where the Buddhist monks kind of the monkey with the Buddhist the garment, and also the in the mouth come out actually the kind of the chanting the Buddhist kind of mantra here. I can see, and also the offering here, and the bottom parts you can. On the right, you can see this the fox and also the this rabbit. And it seems they are the monk reading the Buddhist sutra. Seems this is the kind of the funeral kind of ceremonies here, because in the top you can see this they wear the on the clothes. Usually the people died have their family member died. We see the in Japan the funerals always held in the Buddhist temple. So you can see this possibly under depicted this. But these are all the images depicted here, the kind of caricature, kind of this kind of animals image they're showing here to give you kind of the sense. But this painting actually compared to the other two, we see the stylistically also quite unique, and because the purely the is the monochrome without any colors here, and we say that without any kind of the written text associated with. And also the images now, it's become very much like She gets all the images, even they are the imaginary personified animals, but it is still the very strong kind of the body language, the facial expressions you can see here. It's represented kind of the religious or the political kind of the sense. So they all consider this painting possibly all consider the also consider is as kind of the Otokoe painting with the other things. In the Heian period, we also find this the some painting actually. This is also quite unique. We didn't find this in either in the other the either the other kind of the East Asian country like China and Korea. Is a depicting of the hells and the ghost. This is the depicting of the hungry ghosts. These hungry ghosts you can see depicted here, of course, all the imaginary images here. It's possibly associated with the people's belief in the afterlife. It means after you die, if you don't have the good behavior in your lifetime, you will go to the hell and also the meet this ghost, they eat them by these ghosts here. We can see here, you can see that this is all the quite terrible kind of the looking kind of the ghost here and the poor the people from the coffin. You can see the, on the right, the dogs and the people's the corpses from coffin and the ghost in this kind of graveyard and the eating people. And the things you can see here, these kind of the ghost scroll for some reason at that time, they're very popular. This is also quite unique. We see in Japan, the depicting so-called hell, because they, in the Buddhist kind of the text, they describe the hell is under the water. So the hells you can see also on the top of the water is a flaming fires. So the first you fell into the flaming fires, then under water. So the hell that's kind of warn the people if you don't have good behavior in your lifetime, you will fell into the in the hell, first burned, then to the hell, eventually meet all these ghosts here. So the, this is all the kind of the scary people you can see here. These kind of, and this is the typical, you can see people kind of fell into the flaming kind of fires. Here you can see all the people that burned down on this. Then later you can see in the hell, the people cut the people, eat the people's flesh. You can see very scary kind of the paintings here. This is also quite a thing associated with the kind of belief associated with the Buddhism at the time in Japan. Okay.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.